When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's been 9 months, and you haven't backed a divorce yet. He cheats with his secretary every time he goes to the office.
Have you ever made a mistake?
You ready, Mom?
Pull it out, baby!
I got it.
And you are?
Noah. I'm staying next door with my uncle.
You're not from around here?
No. It was this accident with my folks.
I'm gonna finish up in Monroe High.
My mom teaches there, actually.
Seems too cool to be a teacher.
God, you're beautiful.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have.
It's okay. It's the nicest thing anybody said to me in a long time.
Well, then I'm glad I said it. When you lose some of your life, you start to feel like you don't belong anywhere.
I have to go.
Please don't go. No judgments. No rules. Just us.
Look, Noah. I was feeling vulnerable. I'm the adult. I wasn't thinking clearly. I can't do this.
Hey, Noah, you want to stay for dinner?
Hey, Mrs. Peterson. Tell him what happened this weekend.
What happened?
Oh, there was a big thunderstorm. You guys didn't get it up there?
No, dry as a bone at the lake.
Well, it got pretty wet here.
Principal Warren.
Good news. I've approved your request for Noah Sanborn to join your class.
Kevin, did you send an email from my account?
Sounds like you've been hacked.
You should really change your password.
Your father seems to be around a lot now, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't forget that he walked out on you.
Honey, I need you to stay away from Noah, okay?
See you at school.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
I'm gonna lose my job, my son, my life.
I live next door.
Do you want to take a cookie for the road?
I love your mother's cookies.
The racial slurs? I giggle.
Welcome to Recap and Gown, the podcast where four old millennials talk about the high school and college movies from back in the day when we were high school and college students to find out what made the grade and what should have been held back. Representing the class of 03, I am your co-host Crooks. Joining me this week and every week, he sings like an angel and drinks like a fish, the class of 04's own Big Hearn David Oscar Hernandez. What up, Dave?
Not much. I watched the first half of the first episode of Fallout on Prime, and it's good. It's good. I used to love playing that video game. So I'm like, a lot of fun can be had with that premise. And we're like,
yeah,
half an episode in, and I'm in. This weekend, this is all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna watch this movie.
I'm very curious. I never played, but like my brother played a lot. And when we'd go to visit for like Christmas or Thanksgiving, it was always what he was playing. It was that or Portal.
Yeah,
you're not making a Portal TV show, obviously. But I was like, yeah, I could see how that would work for TV. That seems like it'd work out pretty well.
Alternate reality after World War II. They were a little more aggressive, you could say. And bombs were actually dropped. And a bunch of these vaults were built and people were put in them to survive. But not everyone got to, go in the vaults. And some people stayed on the surface. And the Walton Goggins does.
Why? Oh, Walton Goggins is in it. That's wonderful.
Oh, you better believe it. And his
I do love Walton Goggins. If we're giving recs that we're halfway through, I am halfway through a documentary on HBO called Brandy Hellville. Oh boy. I was fully unfamiliar with the brand Brandy Melville, which was surprising because I work in fashion and like that's also it's not our target market, but like damn near. I mean, we targeted to a lot of like college students and, you know, that's kind of what we used to do. And I had never fucking heard of this brand. My boss, who was very much like finger on the pulse of all things, you know, youth fashion, I'd imagine she would have had their shit posted somewhere. I had no knowledge of this brand at all. And so to watch this doc, I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys are fucking terrible. Like fast fashion in general is bad, but like you guys are pioneers of being bad.
Stuff like that's the reason I wear stuff till it falls apart, literally, because it's bad. It's bad. I mean, that shirt, that $10 shirt, I don't want to say it has blood on it, but.
Oh, it was made in a sweatshop.
Suffering. Yeah.
They showed the sweatshop. You can
avoid that. Yeah. And it's impossible to find something that's completely free and clear. Like, it's almost impossible to find stuff that's fully made in the United States by people who make a decent wage and so on. So just trying to utilize it.
I don't know where
infrequently.
I don't know where my clients get all their production shit done, but like probably Pakistan, and it's not good there. So on a brighter note, flying solo in the Lone Star State, this podcast chief obsession and trivia correspondent from the class of 01, Dana Griffin. What up, Dana?
Not much. Mine's like an old wreck. Or no, we've been watching Sopranos, which guys, guess what? It's a great show. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you heard.
Never watched it.
The mother? Liv? What a piece of fucking work that old biddy is, you know?
Yep.
We don't use old biddy often enough.
Right?
How far in are you?
We just started season 2.
Okay, you got a lot more mom stuff coming. That's
I was like, wild. He just had a stroke. I know there's more coming because I'm like aware of what was going on in the show. I'm like, I know what happens. But I was just like, my husband's always like, taken aback at how awful she is as a mom. And I'm like, yeah, she's fucking crazy. And then our other one is I was like, wait, have we watched enough of Girls 5 Eva to watch the new season? We have not.
Neither have I. And I need
to. If you like 30 Rock, if you liked Kimmy Schmidt, if you like Great News, if you like anything Tina Fey. Oh,
Great News.
Fantastic. It's a great show.
Joke dense. Yeah. Quality.
I forget. There was some joke. It was like a throwaway line that we were like rewatching an episode last night. And it really just like tickled my husband's funny bone. He was like dying. He was just like, it was like, and those are like the best jokes on 30. It's like a throwaway thing. And you were like, I have to pause the show because I'm laughing so hard at like the 11th funniest thing they've said, you know, like it just really getcha.
I need to go back to it.
And the new season's on Netflix. I don't think we'll save it. I don't know how much more there will be of the show, but I'm like, I got to watch it. I got to watch it to completion in a certain amount of time. I'm probably already missed the window and Netflix has already canceled it, but
I'm certain that happened with us.
Watch it to completion.
Oh no. We waited until Death and Other Details was fully out on Hulu and then decided to watch that. And I think we watched the first like 3 episodes. And then I saw on my phone the next day who was canceled, Death and Other Details. And I'm like, okay, great. Do we finish it or?
You got to watch it like right away.
Well, but it's one of these. We put out one episode each week. And I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. What is this, 1998?
No. You got to watch it right away. Ugh. Well, I think it's more so when it's like they dump it all at the same time. Like you got to watch all of it right away. Or they're like, get it out of here.
That is true. Yeah. Well, I don't really have a great segue. I had one before when you were talking about Tony Soprano's mom. I was going to go speaking of moms.
Woke up and this then, morning. That was an April Fool's Day joke from the governor of New Jersey. It was like, after the Pledge of Allegiance, you will now sing Woke Up This Morning. This is the new decree. I will take no questions. And that was his April Fool's joke.
That's quality. See, I was going to do that. You also mentioned there was a joke that had Bill dying. And I was going, speaking of dying, I couldn't do that one. So we've overshot both of my good segues. Dana, what are we talking about? Where can we get it? And what is it about?
We're talking about The Boy Next Door from 2015. It's on
Not Max. My Teacher's Wife.
Not My Teacher's Wife. That's pretty close. Kind of similar. It's on Max. You might be able to rent it or do whatever, but who doesn't have a Max subscription at this point? Just watch it there. Max. Don't pay any extra money for this film. The synopsis via Rotten Tomatoes. When a handsome, charming teenager named Noah moves in next door, newly separated high school teacher Claire Peterson encourages his friendship and engages in a little bit of harmless, or so she thinks, flirtation. Ooh. Although Noah spends much of the time hanging out with Claire's son, the teen's attraction to her is palpable. One night, Claire gives in to temptation and lets Noah seduce her, but when she tries to end the relationship, he turns violent.
That's fairly accurate. Yeah. That kind of sums it up. Dave, if you could give us a rundown of who's in this movie.
Jennifer Lopez as Claire Peterson.
The least Claire Peterson looking person I've ever seen.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer
Lopez.
Tacos y burritos. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Ryan Guzman as Noah Sanborn. Ian Nelson as Kevin Peterson. John Corbett of My Big Fat Greek Wedding fame mm-hmm. as Garrett in the Peterson.
City, Aiden.
That's, I don't care about that.
But they're on a post-it. Can't do this anymore.
And I don't know why you have Kristen Chenoweth in something and she doesn't sing.
It's weird.
It's Vicky. It was very. I was waiting for just like just belt something out.
Just and belt something out.
She screams a couple times and it's terrifying. But
even just having having her and J-Lo in a car like singing to a song together would make some sense.
Yeah. Carpool I have a rewrite style. For the opening, so that could work in there.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if he's a former Senate candidate or current Senate candidate. Hill Harper, Edward Warren in Michigan, right? That's where he's running. Interesting guy. If you look him up, he's like the guy from First Kid who's like a crypto bro now, but
he's second act in life. Yeah.
Let's see.
Crypto bro.
I'm not gonna do anybody else. That's fine.
Well, let's go around the horn and give some memories of the first time we saw this one. Dana, what do you got?
I don't know. I may have seen this before. I don't know. I found out it was done on How Did This Get Made. So there's a part of me that thinks I've watched this film, but another part of me that's like, nah, I would have remembered this one. So I don't think I've ever seen this.
It's before. Memorable. Dave, how about you?
And then Jason Mendoza is like, oh, everyone was horny and they were fucking. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of that. No.
Okay. So like Dana, I thought I had seen this. I'm pretty sure I just listened to How Did This Get Made talk about it like 7 years ago. Like I definitely did not see this. But there's nowhere else I would have been familiar with it from. Other than this could have been an old episode of a Spill.com podcast to rest in peace, Spill.com. I wish they had those available to listen to now because I would go through their whole fucking archive. You can't get them fucking anywhere. Never seen it, but was vaguely familiar with it. Dana, did it make the grade or should they have held this back? Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you make this movie good. You know, like, so that's where it's a little bit of like,
it's not. I have ideas, premise. But it's not going to be good.
Maybe a little more, Red Shoe Diaries. This gets very violent. So maybe a little less of that.
Get Zalman King on the phone.
Hornier.
Get Zalman King on the phone.
One of my first notes, of which there are 8 handwritten pages.
That's too many.
I think it's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth bullet. There's some sub bullets, but the fifth bullet is the acting is not great. So
it is not. It is not great. And we knew that in the beginning. It started off that way.
So does this make the grade? No. It's got J-Lo in it. I can't hate that. I'll give it like a C minus.
Okay.
It's not good.
Dave, how about you?
It's got J-Lo. She looks good, but her acting is bad, and it's her especially. She's very bad. There were some like Mark Wahlberg, like what? No, like a lot of the reactions. Just I didn't when there was supposed to be terror at the end. I didn't feel any. She's kind of screaming at it, but it's like very. It's flat. It's very flat.
Yeah, it's not good.
the horny parts are pretty horny. I mean, I think that's what they were going for. As soon as I saw graphic sexual content in the top left, I'm like, here we go. Like, but J-Lo's in this. She's not like one of those graphic sexual content people. And
yeah, she's not Madonna.
There was, but you could tell it was rated R, and they had to make it rated R because there was like thrusting and up and yeah, there was
thrusting. There was some male butt cheeks.
She's bad. The kid is bad. The psychotic kid. That turn, I'm sure we'll talk about it. That was bad.
Yeah, just bad.
I can't really think of anyone who was good, which is unfortunate. There's, you can usually find one person. Maybe the old guy. The really old
he doesn't do anything.
What do you do? Huh?
Yeah, that's about good. All he did.
He was good. The rest were bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're all in agreement here. Let me start off by saying this movie's fucking horrible. But everyone should watch it. It is a complete mess. The story is nonsense. I have no idea what the central conflict even is. And a lot of it feels like they were just like rushing through scenes. But it's, you know, only 90 minutes of unhinged mess. And I laughed my ass off for like 80% of the movie. So like, it is straight up trash that I hope everybody watches, because I had a great time watching this. Before we get into the recap and the segments, any fun facts on this one?
I don't know if they're necessarily fun, but this was in IMDb and I did no other research, so I don't know. In California in 2013, when this movie was being filmed, it was not illegal for a teacher to have sexual relations with a student that was over 18. There was a bill to make it a felony that was filed in 2012. It failed to pass, so it was never signed into law.
Yeah.
So as a teacher, you can still fuck your student as long as they're over 18.
A lot
of oddly, California. I think I'm okay with that. I don't think you should go to jail for it.
And in the legislature, they're like, oh yeah, I can't make that illegal. That's just that's like the one good thing that we have. The money shit.
Because my thinking is, if I'm a teacher and I fuck a student at like a different school, how is that any different than like fucking my actual student?
No, there's a power dynamic. I know you might
the power dynamic is a problem, but I don't think it should be illegal. You don't get a felony.
It should be frowned upon.
You should be canceled for it. You should lose your job.
So debating you lose your job. What level of crime it should be. It just was in the IMDb, so I wrote it down.
Okay.
This was another thing that I saw in there. J-Lo and Kristen Chenoweth. God, Chenoweth.
Chenoweth. That's not even an autocorrect.
That's just me being, I don't know what. They share a birthday, July 24th, but Kristen is 1 year older, but they share a birthday.
Okay.
And then this last one, the director, Rob Cohn. And I was like, Rob Cohn. Why does it sound familiar? And then I read through the rest of it, and he's directed Skulls and one of my personal favorites, Fast and Furious. He's also directed Triple X, Vin Diesel movie, not some sort of skin flick.
Not the return of Xander Cage with Ice Cube replacing Vin Diesel?
Not that one.
Did Vin Diesel replace Ice Cube? One of the two.
Ice Cube replaced Vin Diesel, and then Vin Diesel came back. We tried to watch because how did this get made? Do the return of Xander Cage. So we tried to watch it. My brain pulled the ripcord and put me to sleep like 5 minutes in. My brain was like, this movie is bad, and everything will hurt if you, like, you'll be so much dumber and worse off for it if we continue to watch this film.
No, but this movie was wildly successful. I was amazed by how much money this
was. It really?
The budget was
only got points on the back end.
Yeah. It was only $4 million budget. It made $53.4 million at the box office.
Because it's J-Lo.
I was gonna say, man, J-Lo the hype for Pablo's, huh? 2013, I guess.
Okay.
People like Blumhouse, let's watch it.
There's also that part to it. So that's where this comes in. So because he had done Fast and Furious, I'll describe the scene later, but he was like adamant that this one scene really needed to be filmed to really, like, we can't cut the corners. And Blumhouse is famous for, we are going to do this as cheaply but as cheaply as possible. Like, they have their own in-house, like, productions, like, everything. They just try to have, like, a stable of people to save money. Mm-hmm. So Blumhouse was like, no. And the guy's like, well, I really want to do it. So he talks to some people that he worked with on Fast and Furious, and they're like, all right, we can do it for cheaper. But the guy's like, great, we're really going to do this scene. He does it. He winds up running out of money for the finale of the film, the major climax for this nothing burger scene, which I'll describe
later. I'm very curious what scene it was now.
So then Jason Blum is like, no, like, that's it. You got to film it within the budget I gave you because, like, that's how this shit works. And he's like, no, like, I really need, like, this one part to happen in the finale. And the guy's like, no, you can't do it. You got to stick within the budget. You got to stick to what we wrote. And you got to film what you can. So he goes over Jason Blum's head and gets Universal Studios to give him another, like, $300,000. He gets it to do part of the finale, but he also uses it to, like, reshoot the sex scenes and, like, almost runs out of money again.
You're bad at this, man.
Right? But he did get points bad on the planning. Back end. But because it did make money, he made, like, an extra, like, $2 million because they gave him, like, a cut of the gross. J-Lo also wore a lot of her own clothing to save money. So there's that. This was a tight budget. But yeah.
Jesus. I've got a lot of thoughts here. Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump into the recap and the segments. Dana, where do you want to get us started?
Okay. I'm also, like, I did take really, like, copious notes while I watched this, but I don't want this recap to take forever. So I'm trying to, like, get things down, but we may just skip around. So this is really the opening scene where we're talking about, we find out later on that Kristen Chenoweth is the vice principal. So in my notes, she just becomes VP Casey. So the movie opens with J-Lo running and having a flashback to her estrangement with her husband. And we talk about, you're going to have Kristen Chenoweth in here and she's not going to sing. Why couldn't they just be, like, riding in a car or, like, talking about what happened? We didn't need to spend money to show us little flashbacks of, I'm truly unclear what I was watching. And I was like, what? Why?
With no context, it doesn't really make sense. You don't know what you're looking at. You don't know who the characters are. Why should I care about them? Like, yeah, it's, you can't start off with a flashback showing people I've never seen before.
Yeah. So I was like, this is weird. Like, it just doesn't really make any sense. And then we move on to, like, there's, like, a family dinner with the husband and it's weird and it's awkward, whatever. There's a mention of a camping trip, Labor Day. So we're around that time of year, which I think is important because I have questions later.
Back to school in a week.
Yeah, back to school in a week, Labor Day. Okay. There is also at one point, again, I'm trying not to read through all my notes, but at one point, J-Lo says schmutz, and it's hilarious to me.
She does say schmutz. Because that girl
is like, what is she, from Queens? She's Jenny from the block. I know she's heard it because New York City is a multicultural place, but that accent can't do schmutz right, and it just made me laugh.
Yeah, she was one step away from talking about Spielkus and Agita. I was just like, all right, no one needed you to say schmutz. It's weird.
It just made me giggle because it just doesn't sound right.
Doesn't make sense.
As someone who probably uses, like, too much Yiddish, I don't know if that's cultural appropriation. I've heard people get mad at
it. I also do, and I feel bad about it.
Yeah, someone got mad at RuPaul about it, and I was like, oh, should I not be using as much Yiddish as I do in my life? We probably shouldn't,
but boy, it's nice. It's nice to sprinkle in.
I was spilling a check in my Connecticut.
Yeah, that's not a thing. In my Connecticut.
You see what I did? See,
she's a Corva. Yeah, we gotta stop doing this.
Nah, I like
this. It is bad.
It's fun.
I'm just saying, it just works. I like spiel. I like calling people putzes. Like, you know, Fakta,
all of it.
Yes, I'm picking up some Italian stuff from Sopranos, and I like it too. I like it.
No, it's
nonsense. New Jersey Italian.
Oh yeah, it's not great. I probably shouldn't say it, but when they're, like, talking about cunnilingus could make you a Fanuc. And I was like, you can't be gay. Stuff. And I probably shouldn't have said it, but it's just funny to me.
We're canceled.
All the racial slurs, I giggle. But and I shouldn't. I obviously shouldn't. But it's just me.
That's probably our poll quote for this episode.
It's just funny.
Like, the racial slurs, I giggle.
I do. They're just so funny. Okay, anyway. So again, it's Labor Day. I guess back before school, you got to go to the doctor. We don't totally know why they have to go to the allergist yet, but J-Lo's like, Kev, we got to hustle. We got to go to the allergist. and they're trying to get out of the car or out of the car out of the garage, but the door is stuck. So she's trying to like push it, and Kev's trying to reverse out. And everything's stuck. It's so horrible. And then all of a sudden, the door just gets lifted by this bicep. And it's like,
just a bicep. It's just a bicep on screen lifting a door.
The way we linger on this man's barely there muscles throughout the film is uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's pretty lean. You need to get some more bulk. Yeah, if you're going to play that particular role, he's got to be a little stronger.
He's not a bag of beef. He's a he's a not wayfish, but like he looks like he's really good at soccer.
Yes.
Like a soccer build.
Yeah.
And I'm and I'm talking more Reacher from the Prime series, Reacher, not Tom Cruise's Reacher.
290-pound man.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of Reacher with Henry Cavill because they're about to be in a movie together. And Reacher, Alan Richman, Richson. Is it Richson?
I don't know. I'm also shit.
Whatever. Alan makes Henry Cavill look like a little man. And I was like, oh, I needed that. It's good.
It's like whenever I see Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno, and I'm like, oh God, that's right. You're kind of a short man, Arnold. You're not that tall.
Yeah.
Ferrigno is like comically oversized next to him.
Yeah. Okay. So we see these muscles. He's also not much bigger than the sun, which just, again, it bothers me.
He looks older.
He looks much older.
He doesn't look old. It's not bigger.
He was 26 at the time.
Is that all? Because he looked. Yes. I texted y'all, he looked 43.
Yeah.
The motherfucker looks old.
Yeah, but he was 26 at the time, I think, is what I saw on the IMDb. And it's just like, ooh, must. And he like helps. And like the uncle he's staying with, like, I think runs over and like rides over in a wheelchair.
Yeah, a rascal or some shit, yeah.
And he's just like, I'm going to introduce you guys to Noah. He's staying with me while I wait for the transplant. And he's like, oh, I can fix your garage door. And they're like, yeah, he's like really good at fixing things. You should really let him help you. And then it's like, and as a side, you know, he's got a troubled past. His parents are dead. Whatever. So
tell you what else he can fix.
Hey.
Say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they are supposedly on the way to see this really good allergist, but because the garage door is broken and Noah can fix it, they drop everything to go to the hardware store, and we're no longer going to the doctor.
Yeah. Well, I guess priorities.
Mm.
The part of this scene that threw me, the look that Kevin gives his mom, it's very much like the pleading with my eyes, please let me go with him, mom. And I was like, oh, so Kevin is gay and in love with Noah. That's going to be an interesting... Like, but he's going to be upset when he finds out. that was what I was thinking. It's like, no, he just really wants a friend. And I'm like, at that age, you're not like begging with your eyes for your mom to let you go to the hardware store with another dude. And that's a weird thing for him to be like, I need this.
Yeah. It isn't like they've like
hardware. I need this.
Yeah. It isn't like they've been. Well, we find out he has a hots for the girl who works at the hardware store. So maybe that's why he wanted to go. But yeah, perhaps. It is weird. We have, like, no indication that, like, Noah thinks he's cool or, like, wants to be. Yeah, it just seems like the kid's desperate for friends. So while they're driving to the hardware store, this is where they make it very clear to us that Noah is almost 20.
This ruined the movie for me.
Yeah.
Completely destroyed the whole fucking movie for me.
And he just had some hard times, which is why he missed a bunch of school. But he needs to attend high school.
Yeah.
Instead of just getting his GED.
Lots of problems. First of all, this exposition dump is among the most obvious I've seen. They are walking. At this point, they've driven to the hardware store. They've parked the car. They've gotten up. They've walked some distance. Because it appears this hardware store is part of some kind of like a boardwalk or some shit. Like it's not.
It's a quaint little town.
Apparently. And so as they're walking, out of the blue, Kevin goes, so how old are you anyway? And I'm like, is that really like no one would ever ask somebody like that. You'd find some other way to bring it up. But then this also fully undoes the central conflict of the movie to me. It's just two adults who banged. And it's like, oh, she's not even like, oh, if my husband finds out my marriage is over, y'all are already separated and you hate his guts. I was like, what? I don't, as we talk about it, hopefully someone can explain why there's a scandal here, because I don't fucking understand it.
Because he's in high school. That's it.
Not when they fucked. Not when they fucked, and she didn't know that. So,
but like, he's in high school, and nobody cares about those sort of semantics or timelines.
I think they would care. I think it's like, hey, no. Y'all, he's 20, and also we banged before I knew he was coming to school. Like,
No. We're very harsh nowadays. Wow. But yeah, it was just like made a point. But again, he also like does not need to go to high school. That's also the thing.
No, yeah. You can get your GED just fine. There's no reason you have to attend a physical brick and mortar school at 20.
Yeah, it's not the age. So like the age thing, you're right. It's just the fact that he winds up attending the high school. So that's where like he shouldn't attend the high school.
We'll talk about it.
He shouldn't attend the high school, and then everything's fine. But it's not fine, because as the synopsis says, he turns violent. But we haven't gotten there yet. Okay. So also at the hardware store, we get to meet, I think her name is Allie. I just wrote in my notes, quote unquote, hot girl. I think it was Allie.
Yeah.
Who Kevin's into. She's the hottest girl in school. She doesn't really want to give Kevin the time of day, but she keeps seeing Noah, and she's like, oh, because they go to the hardware store like multiple times, and it's like when it's just Kevin, she's like, no, thank you. But when it's Kevin and Noah, it's like, oh, okay. I'll be nice to Noah or Kevin so I can get to Noah is what I'm
trying to get some trim later on. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't, they could do a bit more with like making that clear, because there is a moment later where you're like, is that her? But you don't know, because we haven't made it clear enough. And I'll explain why we have to ask.
Because we are rushing through this movie.
Yeah, yeah. We're at a
dead sprint.
Okay, so then he has to go. Then there's like dinner at J-Lo's house. And J-Lo's like, yeah, Noah, like you can come over and eat with us. Your uncle's going to be in the hospital. We don't want you all alone in that big house by yourself. Fair enough. That's what like moms do. They take an interest in their, you know, kids' friends. Mm-hmm. Kristen Chenoweth is there. She's like, this kid's fucking weird. She's right. She's
kid's right. Fucking weird. Also, he's 40. This man is fucking 40. Weird.
He is talking about his love of Homer and reciting the Iliad. And I'm just like,
As soon as he said classics, I'm like, no, bro. Physical education. Definitely you. Not
the classics.
Reading the classics. You're not doing
that. If my eyes would have rolled any harder in this scene, they would have just rolled out of my head. Like, first of all, I understand they want to lay home. They have something in common, and he's like not like your typical meathead jock. Okay, fine. Let's pick something more obscure than the Iliad. It's a little bit like, oh, you're a Shakespeare teacher? I've read Romeo and Juliet, you know. Like, right? Pick something more obscure than the obvious one you read about. And then, like, I know the Iliad fairly well. They were talking about it in, like, the broadest and most general terms possible, but presenting it as though they were, like, grad students having a serious discussion. And I'm like, no, you're just talking about what happened in the book. You're just talking about the events of this. It's not even a book club. It's not even, a deeper level. It's just, yeah, and then this happened, and then this happened, right? And I'm like, what? You guys have both read a book. That's all you've proven here.
It's for the idiots at home, because I've never read, or I don't know. I was like,
oh, you gotta read it, dude. This is what that's what that old man said. Yep. Oh, you gotta read it, dude. It's crazy. Like, what the fuck?
But yeah, it is. It's like a weird thing, because J-Lo's like, and it's just like, ma'am, stop it.
Hands around her mouth and yells sploosh. It was really weird.
Ugh. It was weird. Yeah. So then we have that happen. Then it, Kevin and Aiden, aka John Corbett, who in my notes was just dad. I couldn't remember his real name.
Didn't pick up
what the name was in the film, and I was just dad. So just dad. Kevin and dad go camping. J-Lo decided she didn't want to go because, you know, he cheated on her. When he would travel for work, he'd have to go to San Francisco, but it was really, he's going to like bang, I don't want to say secretary, because like, I don't think. Do people have secretaries anymore? I don't think so.
Well, they do. I got the impression that it was somebody. Assistant. Yeah. I got the impression it was somebody like on his same level power-wise in the company. Mm-hmm. Because when he goes back later, it's like, oh, does she still work there? And so like, if that's a an executive assistant or an admin, I'm like, I don't know that that's, it gets harder to explain why you're going, as opposed to like, oh, it's the regional manager or whatever, I have to go meet with this person.
Yeah. Okay. So he definitely like cheats on J-Lo with a coworker. He also drives a purple Dodge. Is that a Charger?
It's a Charger.
An updated Vin Diesel mobile. It's a.
Yeah.
He's a Toretto. He's part of the family.
Nah, his version is the midlife crisis one, but we find out later it's a stick because he's talking about let out the clutch. Downshift. I'm like, okay.
Well. I did laugh, but he's like, there is no clutch. What do you mean there's no clutch? It's like, all right, that's frustrated dad 101.
Bill had some problems with that scene.
How about e-brake?
Like, things are like revving when they can't be revving if he has his foot on the brake. And I was just like, I don't know, man.
It was a bad scene.
It was bad. So they go camping. J-Lo goes on a horrible date. Double date.
Bad.
Kristen Chenoweth, and I'm assuming her boyfriend, set her up with this man who is, I think I have some, I don't know. I thought I had some notes here. I can't find it. But basically, he's like, oh, why do you teach the classics? Kids don't need to learn that. They need to learn practical skills and get a job and make money and blah, 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 blah. And J-Lo's like, oh, he called her feisty or something or whatever. Firecracker. Yeah,
he called her a firecracker. And I'm like, yes. He was once up calling her a spicy Latina.
Yes, he was.
He thought about it.
And he's like, J-Lo's like, do you call every woman who disagrees with your opinion? And he's like, no, just the ones who don't agree with my opinion.
Yeah, do you say that? Is that what you call every woman? No, just the ones who disagree with me. And I'm like, this is a first date, man. You met her 8 minutes ago.
He also was like watching like a waitress with a low cut shirt, like leans over a table. He's like checking her out. The guy's a complete and total douchebag, which I'm just like.
Same on Chenoweth, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, Chenoweth, this is who you set your friend. Like, right. The guy might be conventionally attractive, but he's a giant asshole.
Mm-hmm.
She does reference the fact that J.K. Rowling was a classics major. And is not really rich.
Yeah, because he's like, can't make any money with a classics degree. And then as she's storming off, she goes, J.K. Rowling. And he goes, what? Like, she's a billionaire, a classics major. And I'm like, all right, man. She didn't get her money by like discussing the classics, though. Like she wrote something. You don't study the classics to become a fiction writer. That's a different path.
Yeah,
I'm sure I could find you one underwater basket weaving major who
just one.
Is a multi-millionaire right now. Now that I think about it, that's a tough one. You should get paid a lot for.
I know a handful of kinesiology majors who are making a lot of money doing finance now. Get a bullshit degree if you want. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I just will say the J.K. Rowling reference did not go well.
No, didn't age.
So then J-Lo is upset about this horrible date, goes home, gets drunk on wine, gets lured over to Noah's because he tried to defrost a chicken in the microwave. I don't know. Bullshit.
Yeah,
he said,
I tried to defrost chicken in the microwave. Some parts of it are kind of cooked and some parts are not. Am I okay to eat the parts that are cooked? And she's like, no, don't do that. I'll come over now. And I'm like, why would you come over? Why are you calling her? Order a pizza, man. Like, defrosting a whole chicken. Like, all of these are like obvious red flags, as this is not a real call he's making here.
Yeah. So she goes over and he says, he's called her beautiful before, but he starts like complimenting her and be like, oh, your husband doesn't blah, 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 blah.
Comes on heavy.
She gets up to leave. They're like up against the wall. He is rubbing up on her. There's a lot of like, yeah. It's just very, it gets horny. As Dave was saying, the movie's horny.
It's a horny song.
Part, when I was watching this, I'm like, this part is horny. This is a horny part. Yes.
She keeps saying, no, I can't. And he's just rubbing on and kissing on. And I'm like, hey, she's not consenting. And she's a little drunk. I think this might be questionable.
I'm saying I was deeply uncomfortable watching this scene. I was going to go back and rewatch it to see how many times she said no or stop.
Too many. It was a lot.
He didn't even like slow down. He's like, no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not stopping. Nope, I'm going to do it anyway. And like, this was probably sexual assault.
Yeah.
Like, he said no a lot of times.
It's cold outside. No, I want to get the fuck out of here. It's
cold. I slashed all your tires.
No, please leave. No, please, I got to go. No, you're staying here. Yeah.
That's basically what winds up happening. But he at one point is just like, let me love you, Claire. Which.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
J-Lo's...
Because he's using love as a verb in that.
Let J-Lo me action word love you.
Right. All in. And it gets wild.
It gets wild.
There's a lot going on. We don't need to dissect the scene. But I will say.
Both hands on titties. Just both hands.
I was watching Deadpool earlier. And I think it's just a way to like avoid having to have the actress show her. Yeah. Breasts, but not leave a bra on. But there's a lot of hands on J-Lo's titties throughout this movie.
It looked uncomfortable because it wasn't like it was a caress. He was kneading dough.
Yeah.
He was getting in there. It was so
hold it on for dear life.
Seriously.
He needed that dough, right? He did it.
But they get it on. I'm like, did they use a condom? Because I didn't know one.
No, certainly not.
Like, she gets pregnant by this fucking loser kid. So then ultimately, like, they fuck is what my notes say. They fuck. And this is where, how much do you think a week has passed? 3 days?
It's a maximum 6 days. Cause we're talking about going on this camping trip. It sounded like that was their planning for this weekend, not like some far off date. Yeah. I'm going to say 4 days, maybe.
That's it. Like, that's all it took to wear couple down days. J-Lo's.
Well, and we should say
mindset as an adult.
I was confused about her relationship with her husband because, like, I thought, given the flashback, and then we come right to them having dinner, I thought it was like we went through a rough patch. He cheated, and we stayed together, or we separated, and now we're back together, or something. And so when this all happened, I'm like, oh, you're cheating on your husband. I get like she thinks that he's in San Francisco banging whoever is out there or whatever. Okay, fine. I can understand you're insecure and you're acting out of that. But like when I found out, oh no, they're separated, I'm like, you could just fuck him again now. Like there's no scandal. Like it's not, you can have him move in if you want. Like there's nothing, there's no red flags here at all yet.
Right.
Except that he's a student. It's just that.
But he's not yet. At this point, he's a grown man helping his uncle.
He attends the school she works at. That's the problem.
He shows up later.
So that's the problem.
It's later.
It's like 4 days. That's all it took for J-Lo to be like, get in here, young
clap
man.
Clap them cheeks.
need those titties. J-Lo wakes up the next day naked on the couch. I was just like, what the
sloppy.
Fuck?
Put your clothes on.
Put your clothes on and leave.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you saying?
Why are you on the couch? So the logistics. Yes. He appeared to be in his room. So like, did you just pass out? Was the fucking that good that you like fell asleep?
You're so good. And she's like, oh, no.
And he's like, all right, I guess I'm just going to go to bed. I'll see you in like 8 hours or whatever.
Like, I don't think 8 hours.
Very weird to me.
But to just. Like, because she immediately wakes up and regrets it. And I'm just like, I think in that moment, unless he really like dicked her down and she was
he must
out.
Have.
His
stroke did not seem like it was that good.
No.
Like, it didn't seem like it was anything special.
I'm immediately leaving. I'm not fucking the kid next door and sleeping over. Sorry. There's that.
I'm getting out while he's putting pants on. Like, as he's finishing, I'm like rolling towards the door to like quick get out of here. I can't imagine,
there.
Like, how do I even relax enough to fall asleep after that's done?
Nah,
20 minutes, I'm wide awake, like, panicking.
She had more of that bottle of wine than Then we probably
wasn't her first bottle.
So she was that like, makes it even worse. Oh, I'm so it I'm makes so it tired. A lot
worse.
Oh, I'm so tired after all that activity. Oh, I'm sleepy.
After all that boning.
She I'm really didn't consent then. If she drank that much wine, she kept saying no, stop.
Yes.
We can't. I can't. Don't, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what happens after. You said no 1,000 times. He's like, I don't hear that. I'm doing it anyway. Yeah. As you're pinned against the wall. Yeah.
So she immediately thinks it's a mistake. He's bringing her breakfast in bed because he left her fucking ass on the couch. But he's bringing her breakfast. He doesn't think they did anything wrong. She's like, no, you're young. Like, she keeps just going like, man, like, this was a one time. This wasn't not a good idea. Noah fucking loses it and, like, punches a wall.
Yeah.
Busts his hand wide open.
Here's the thing. If I'm with a guy and I wake up the next day and I'm like, I have regrets. And that motherfucker, like, corners me and then punches the wall next to me. You know what I'm not doing? Staying behind to stitch up his wounds. My ass is fucking gone.
Yeah.
Over and done. But J-Lo stays and is like, let me mend your... I feel like I'm saying it's like J-Lo the person. I don't know. She's back with Ben Affleck. Who knows?
Just trip his ass and run.
I'm like, out.
There's your move.
The biggest of red flags. He punches a fucking wall so hard that it like causes abrasions.
I think he punched the door jam. Like he didn't punch the drywall part. He punched the hard part of the wall.
It was wild. Yeah. I feel like this is now a good part to go, like, is this meant to be, like, one of them sexy thrillers we were doing in the 90s? Like, a basic instinct, a hand that rocks the cradle, indecent proposal. Like, I can't think of any other ones.
Oh, but... I've got a bunch. Yeah, okay, it has all the beats of a 90s erotic thriller. This could have been Jade.
That's what they're called, erotic
thriller. Yep, erotic. It could have been Jade. It could have been Sliver. Could have been Body of Evidence. It doesn't have that kind of tone at all. Like those movies, I feel like I've seen a bunch of these. I feel like they take place exclusively at night. There was a ton of daytime shit in this movie. And I'm like, well, it can't be an erotic thriller if everything is fully visible. I need to be able to have like walk into a room and not know there's like a half naked woman like sitting in the chair, like plotting my demise. Like I turn the light on. Oh my God, you're in here. There was none of that in this movie.
Are most of those movies from the perspective of the man?
All of them.
Doesn't want the, sorry, my mic just like, does not want the advances of the woman. Is that what a lot of those erotic thrillers are?
Kind of. Usually it's like there's been a grisly murder and now somebody who's tangentially related, whether that is the boss of the person that got murdered, the cop investigating it, the brother, husband, whatever, he is now in the crosshairs of a black widow type who's going to like seduce and kill him.
And David Caruso shows up. It's like, ooh. Somebody had a bad night.
God, Jade is fucking gross. That movie is
Someone say dick sickle. if you find a frozen guy. Yeah, frozen guy with a dick sickle. Yeah, frozen.
Somebody say analingus. Yeah, they just usually in that movie it's a woman who is like a full-blown sex maniac who seduces the man. They fuck a lot. And then, like, on the 30th time, now she wants to murder him afterward, or he tries to, like, leave, and then she wants to murder him. But it is always the man who is being, like, haunted by this scary sex woman.
What was that Demi Moore one? Disclosure. That's one.
That's the
Disclosure.
One.
Disclosure.
Not that's
a good one. I was thinking about that one. She's just Disclosure, like, yep, he did it. Now, I'm going to ruin you. I'm like, okay.
Here I go.
These are two bad people who did bad. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's definitely like a thriller element because it is super horny at the start. Yeah. We have some like moments later, but then it just becomes, I think, then like a full blown like Blumhouse movie, and now it's a horror film.
Now it's a horror film.
Like it just cuts.
It turns into the third act of Fear real quick.
Yeah.
That also is supposed to be an erotic thriller. I think. Get all the beats. I think it was in it. Erotic teen. There's teens in this, technically.
Yeah, technically. He's technically almost 20. 40. Just get your GD, man, and you can fuck J-Lo all you want.
You fuck her while taking the GDs. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. So now we get into the. This is where it becomes like the horror. total horror, but like suspenseful because Noah starts doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
First thing he does is show up after the sexcapade. The laptop, stop it. The husband and the son come home from their camping trip. He just like appears and he's like having a good time, and she's all frazzled because she's like, "I fucked the neighbor kid."
I fucked this grown man the other day, and we're separated. Claire,
did you tell him what happened? And she's like, "What?" She's like, "Oh yeah, it rained." He goes, "Yeah, it got pretty wet here." And I was like, "Oh."
He was this guy was fucking there sloppy.
There you go.
He's like looking at her, and I'm just like, J-Lo, again, you are separated from your husband. You have no reason to be loyal to him. This is, as far as you know, a grown-ass man. Like, I don't understand why you are panicking right now. Just make them stay together. Make it be her and her husband are happily wed. Like, that makes this movie a lot better.
He's a student. That is, you just need to get that not in your head. He is a student, and that is the problem. He is
not that. Okay. He's a grown man living in the neighborhood.
So he starts doing that kind of stuff, and she's like, "Hey, we got to keep our distance. We can keep this cordial. You are my son's friend. Let's just keep it that way." But he's not having it because he's in love. He fakes, he basically like forges a thing to get transferred into her classics class. She's like, basically to the principal, and the principal's like, "Hey," like, she's like, "I don't think you should be in this class because it's a junior class. He's a transfer senior." And the principal's like, "But here's the note you sent me with your signature." And she's like, "Oh, fuck."
No, then you call him, "Bitch, I didn't fucking send that. This motherfucker forged it." Like, this is this another thing happens in a minute where I'm just like, call the police. Like, that would fix so many of your problems.
Call the police.
That's right.
The next one.
I'm a call.
Because I came from
there's a fight that happens at the school. And I'm just like, call the police.
That's later. That's later. Okay.
It's later. It's like, call the cops.
So then he does that. He starts like shit talking Aiden, aka the dad, to Kevin. So
while
like
they're
Kevin
shooting pumpkins.
Yeah. With a oranges. They're shooting oranges.
Oranges?
Yeah, they were oranges.
Oh shit.
Pretty sure. Good rain. But yeah. Good they're aim. Just like walk around with a gun. Yeah. Somehow Noah's a fucking crack shot. But like Kevin quits computer class, which is surprising his parents because like earlier in the movie his dad builds him a whole gaming system. I think his dad's into computers, but he's just like, "Well, whatever, like you don't even know what I'm into, man." Kevin seemed pretty normal up until Noah comes into his life.
Yeah.
He starts taking up boxing. He's allergic to bees. Everything? Maybe, but he also boxing has an anaphylactic shock moment.
I was waiting for the reveal that like Noah did something to the heavy bag or to his gloves that he knew would trigger this kind of a reaction. He just has anaphylaxis from like working out, I guess. They didn't give us any reason that this happened to him.
Yeah. So then, so he like, while he takes up boxing again, Noah's like shit talking, like, "Oh, your dad like just cheats on your mom, left you guys high and dry. You're there to pick up the pieces. He gets a new car. Like, come on, this guy's a piece of shit." Like, all that kind of stuff. And gets Kev super worked up. Kevin winds up having, goes into anaphylaxis or whatever. This is where some of the acting is also really terrible. Because for some reason they felt the need to have to tell us what we were watching. Because you're just like, "Oh no, are you having a reaction? What should I do?" And then he runs and goes against
his EpiPen.
Wait. Where do I? What?
Yeah.
What
do I do with this pen?
Correct.
He's about to stab it in the kid's chest. Like we're fucking Pulp Fiction over here. Yeah. And then someone off camera goes, "In the leg." He's like, "Whoa, man. Look, I saved your life with your EpiPen." I was just like,
the wildest part to me, no one else comes over.
No.
Like, I've seen injuries at practice. When the guy is okay, everyone comes over, like, pats him on the back, whatever. He's like, "No, just you two go ahead and hug it out. We're just going to keep boxing in here, I think."
Yeah. We don't have time. We also don't have time to wrangle extras. We don't want to pay these extras. We don't have time. We're on a budget. We got 25 days. Yeah. J-Lo works at this same school where this episode happened. we don't really ever see her react to, like, 10 minutes later when Noah's like, hey, I saved your kid's life.
By the way, thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
No one even said, go get his mom. There was none of this. Didn't give a shit.
J-Lo confronts him is because Noah has, like, flowers delivered to her that says, like, please give me another chance. Vice Principal Chenoweth thinks it's her husband, her estranged husband. She calls him. The husband's like, I didn't send you shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why are you calling him? You know you fucked that other dude 2 days ago, right? Why don't you just, like, roll the dice? Like, what? Play it safe.
I also forgot to mention that, like, Noah is always, like, waiting for her and, like, following her out of the parking lot, like, from school, always, in his big old truck.
Always.
So then he's, like, and he just, like, says really fucked up shit to her, and she's just like, dude, you gotta stop. You got, like, it was a one-time thing. It's not appropriate. We gotta stop. I think at one point she tries to convince Kevin to, like, not hang out with Noah. This isn't where he has his total freak out, but it's coming. The next thing he does is Kevin gets a date with the hot girl to go to the dance. She drops him off and walks him in. For some reason, the dance is, like, super empty, but she gets, like, lured into the bathroom because there's water leaking out. She goes in.
Random student goes to her and is like, hey, I think I hear water running in the boys' bathroom.
Well, and no, like, it's okay, Kevin's date, janitor, the hot teacher. Girl.
Oh, that was Kevin's date. You're right.
It's teacher janitor. There's water running in the school where you live. Either, I thought my teacher lived for a long time.
Someone's washing their hands.
Teachers live at the school. Teachers live at the school. That's what I thought.
There was a time that my mom and I were at the grocery store. One of her students saw her buying toilet paper and had a fucking conniption fit. Like, had no idea that number one, my mom did not live at the school, and number two, she poops sometimes. This kid lost his fucking mind.
I thought that was the worst. Like, teacher poops? What?
Yeah. Number one, it could be somebody washing their hands, not cause for alarm. You hear water running in a bathroom.
It was leaking. They said it's, like, leaking out of the bathroom. Out?
Okay. This is somebody else's job. This is not, I am a classics teacher.
That's J-Lo's, like, responsibility.
At least go get the guy that does auto shop. He probably knows how to work a pipe. Like, just go get him. Don't get me for this.
Yeah, like, I don't even think she's, like, chaperoning the dance. She just, for some reason,
she's just there.
Escorting Kevin in because he and his date met at the dance, which is,
it was very,
very empty. And then I'm like, is she in on this whole J-Lo setup? Because J-Lo goes into the bathroom, discovers that in big black letters, it has been spray painted on the bathroom wall, I fucked Claire Peterson.
Call the police. Call them up. Call the cops. What are we doing?
As she sees this, Noah emerges from one of the stalls. So I'm like, how long has homeboy been chilling in themselves?
45 minutes. Long enough for the whole sink to fill up and spill over.
Yeah.
So that happens. He pins her up against the wall. He's saying crazy shit again. He's like, you gotta let me back in. You gotta trust me. If you want me to, like, not hurt your kid. Like, he, like, full on threatens her.
Oh, yeah.
Where are those notes? Oh, wait, maybe this came later. But basically, is just, like, trying to convince her that, like, we could be together. We can move away. We can do whatever. You almost think J-Lo is, like, thinking about it. But then she's like, no. And, like, knees him in the ball and runs away.
Yeah.
We still don't really know, like, who cleans up the bathroom. Is that there on Monday morning?
That was my,
like,
thing. So we're just going to leave the graffiti on the wall saying, I fucked Claire Peterson, huh? Like, we didn't.
Yeah.
That's not okay. All right, it's just part of the school now. We know who did it. We're not gonna suspend him. All right, great.
It's now part of the school. It's
part of the school.
The memorial.
Oh wait. So maybe that happened. I might be getting some. Oh yeah, I got some of this out of order. So then the next thing that happens is, like, Noah freaks out because, like, J-Lo and her estranged husband go on a date. They're kind of kissing inside. She's like, whoa, we got to slow this down. I need some time. AKA, I just fucked the neighbor boy and I'm in a weird place.
Just give me a minute to, like, let things calm down there first.
Yeah, let me sort
down there.
This kid fucked me so hard I passed out and I just
I went to sleep during it. So,
like,
I need to do my Kegels. I need to tighten things back up.
You're going to know.
But he said he had too much to drink, though he drove them home, but he wants to like sleep on the couch. Right. So he sleeps on the couch. But Noah, because he's a fucking lunatic, just sees the car out front and then it's there overnight. He starts having visions of him fucking J-Lo, Aiden fucking everybody's fucking J-Lo and needing her titties. Like,
it's like a whole... It's a lot.
It was a lot.
Uncle was going to show up at one point in time.
Yes, it was wild. So then he like loses his mind. But he like next morning, Aiden leaves. That's not his name is Garrett in the movie. John Corbett leaves. And like Noah immediately pulls up, starts screaming at J-Lo. They're all trying to leave to go to school, calls her a whore.
Sure does.
J-Lo tries to tell Kevin, like, please stay away from him. Like, he's not a good kid. And Noah's like, or Kevin's like, you're going to make me leave my only friend. Like, no, he told me you would do this. And I'm like, oh, kid's right. Brainwashed. He yeah. is brainwashed.
Yeah, it was one step away from, but mom, I love him. I mean, that yeah. was basically that reaction.
It was wild. So then this all happens actually before the dance. So my apologies, I got out of order. But then, like, they're at school and, like, Kevin's at his locker trying to do whatever. And he gets bullied earlier in the film. We didn't really talk about it. But again, he has, like, gets alert, like, has a reaction to things. His throat closed when he was younger. He had an episode and he went up pissing himself. Everybody calls him Wiz. Or Wheeze would have been funnier. I don't know. Whatever.
Wheeze would have been a lot funnier. Yeah. He's put an accent over the eye. Wheeze.
Wheeze. So they start like making fun of him again for some reason I can't remember. Kevin's not taking boxing, so he wants to stand up for himself. There starts to be a little bit of fight. And then out of fucking literally comes flying in off of the top rope, Noah starts whooping this kid's ass, like stomping him, bashing his head into the yeah. locker
over
like,
and over again.
Like, yeah, it's yes. wild.
Oh, yeah. He goes full Stone Cold on him. Yeah, he stomps a mud hole. It's just fucking wild.
And then little tiny Vince Principal Chenoweth tries to come up and stop it. I think he like almost assaults her. I truly like.
In fairness, he probably didn't see her. She's very small.
That's right. But I think he almost hits her. Then he goes back to whooping on this kid. Eventually, another teacher needs to come up. I thought the kid died. Like, full I also stop. He died. I was like, holy shit. Noah goes ham and almost kills this kid.
You beat a like, man to death.
Crack his skull. I'm like, you, it's very easy to die from that.
Yes.
Very easy.
Yeah. So he did almost kill this kid. He goes to the, you know, Vice Principal Chenoweth's office. She's not having it. She's like saying you can't almost kill a kid and fracture his skull. But then
the attitude he gives her is wild.
Then he starts reading bitch. Her like fuck you, you dried, shriveled up old woman.
Right.
And then she like you could tell she's getting taken aback. And I'm like, you should be able to brush this off. Like you think a kid hasn't said shitty things right. to me before?
You teach at a public yeah. school. You've right. had this happen before.
Right? And it's just like I feel like they're trying to make us believe like Noah has this way with women. I don't know. It was super weird. She almost
I thought he
him.
Was gonna seduce her. I thought he was gonna like take his dick out basically in her class in her office and be like, all right, let's get it on.
Yeah, not it was happened. Weird. She tries to slap him, he catches it, and then she's like, that's it, you're expelled. Done.
Also, call the police. He committed felony assault.
Yes.
He literally almost cracked the kid's skull. Call yeah. the police.
And then this is where we have the moment with the seat with at the dance. I got this shit out of order. Let's see. Okay. So then that happens. They're at the dance. I think Kevin just comes home from the dance. We don't know what happens. J-Lo gets away from Noah. And then she's in bed sleeping. And all of a sudden she hears like really loud music or something or whatever. And she can see, and I didn't mention this earlier, but she can see into Noah's bedroom from her bedroom Ooh. And vice versa. So she's
never
seen him
had
naked
this once
before.
In my life, a very common trope in films, but I've yes. never had a bedroom face somebody else's bedroom.
Right. No. But like it's happened earlier where he catches her looking at him, but now he's like trying to get her attention. And I think it's because he's fucking Kevin's date to the dance.
Yeah, that
sure
hot girl from the hardware store.
Okay, that's what I thought. We get to see her titties.
We
no
do.
One's we're not needing those. We're just showing them.
Yeah, and then she blew a guy.
She blows Noah.
Yeah,
so that
she
way
blows
he can
Noah right after that.
He can look dead in J-Lo's eyes from like
boy
50 yards, but whatever.
While receiving fellatio, staring at J-Lo.
It was wild.
Yikes.
Okay, so then that happened, and then the next day at school, she tries to like tell Noah that it would be like her word versus his, and who are they going to believe?
Who's going to believe?
Me?
Well, fair. You're a juvenile delinquent.
Yeah, who are they going to believe? Me or you? Well, Noah goes, bitch, I got receipts. So she goes to her classroom the next day. She's running late. It's locked. She goes in, and the room is littered with photos of, I'm pretty sure, J-Lo getting fucked from behind by little
Noah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Noah. Yeah.
Doggy style sex.
All over her classroom. So it was like, they're my word versus yours. What?
Like flags like across the room. And like
the printer is continually spitting out these images. Just
multiple questions. Number one, how does he make the printer do this? Number two, how long was he in the school by himself hanging these things? It was taking over an hour to hang them all up every fucking where.
It's like first thing Monday morning. He doesn't go to school anymore. He's got time because this kid's fucking crazy.
He's been expelled. Someone should be on the lookout for him around the school.
Nah, don't worry about that. So then that happens. Principal Hill Harper, we haven't really talked about very much, is like, why was your door locked? Why are we starting late? Like, what's going on? Yeah. Your behavior
is questionable. He's trying to get in the room for 45 minutes while she's cleaning up all the sex pictures of her.
Nah, it was 5 minutes. That's what they wanted us to believe. 5 minutes.
Bang on the fucking door.
And he's just like, your behavior's been troubling. Someone saw you touch this kid. Like, we haven't seen her have enough troubling behavior to warrant Principal Hill Harper, but had him for what, 2 days? Okay.
Well, the giant graffiti saying, I fucked Claire Peterson.
We don't know that he saw that.
Play here.
We don't know that he saw that.
How has no one seen it?
No one talks about it. No one mentions it.
No one brings it up.
No.
She brought her own turpentine and took care of it.
Locked that bathroom. No one heard of it. Because again, it does not get mentioned.
Never again.
So that happens. And then also, the husband shows up to the school to try to reconnect with his kid. He's like, you're going to drive my car. You got to learn. So they go driving the car. The kid is driving like an asshole, driving way too fast through these windy roads. And then, wouldn't you know it, all of a sudden, the brakes don't work. So had the brakes not worked at any point on this drive? Or is this the first time we realized the brakes don't work?
I don't know if he just like very slowly drained the brake fluid.
That's
out.
What I'm thinking. A couple pin pricks, just let it drain out. But I think if they were looking behind him, they're like, what the fuck is that draining out the back of the car? Are we leaking gas? What's going on?
Well, but I think if you have no brake fluid, you can still use the brake manually. Just hard as shit to do.
And that's it's what like they to finally stop.
No, because they crashed the car to stop.
Well, no, they use the e-brake.
Well, then they slam into the barriers, those right. trash cans full of water. But like I've driven a car where the power steering went out before. That was a nightmare, but I could still turn the wheel, which is hard as shit. Like I'd imagine you can still use the brake with no brake fluid. You just gotta, use both feet like it's a cartoon.
Yeah. It just to me, I didn't realize the car was a manual until he was shifting a lot, but you see that moves and I'm like, that's a fucking
there's no clutch. What do you mean there's no clutch?
Yeah. So they almost die. And then later on, when J-Lo comes home after her frazzled day, they're hanging on the couch. She sees the car is damaged. She's like, what the fuck happened? They downplay it, act like it's not a big deal. But Noah's there.
Little fender bender. You crash at 90 miles per hour.
Yeah. Noah happens to be there and she's unloading the groceries. He goes up in the kitchen, gets in her face, and she's like, go fuck yourself. And he's like, I'd rather fuck you. And it gives her a real hard pelvic thrust up against the counter.
Bruise her. He bruised her with that.
He's like, remember this? Ha!
Someone really thought, I guarantee you, someone on the set is like, that is genius. That is so funny.
Gonna put ass to sleep again.
Boom!
Just bang.
You see what I did there? Gadoosh!
Oh, her hip is out of socket.
It's very, to me, it was, you know, funny. But then through this, she finds out, oh, I didn't just take photos. I filmed that bitch.
Got it on tape, baby.
Making a tape. Again, call the police because this is unconsensual potential.
In California, they'll get your ass for that, for sure.
We could have called the police a bunch of times.
This should have a lot of times.
Yeah. So then at some point, she goes over to find the video, but maybe not really. Somehow he calls her bullshit. I can't remember what happened there, but
she's going to look for the tape. Kristen Chenoweth.
No. But so there's a time she tries to do it before.
Oh,
and it doesn't work. Okay. So then Noah starts like blackmailing her because he won't ever let her go. Is like the conversation. So I think she's up in his room. She like sneaks into the house, goes to his room, and is trying to like talk him out of it. Whatever. He's like, I won't ever let you go. So like that's just what's gonna happen. So she has to talk to Kristen Chenoweth and get her help. We have seen before her be at Kristen Chenoweth's house. They are friends, but for some reason she feels the need to bring a giant version of the photo that had been printed out and put all over her classroom to school again to show Vice Principal Chenoweth. When I'm like, this woman is your homegirl. Do this at home, do this at her house, meet somewhere
just
else.
Describe the picture. You don't have to have the physical version of it.
On campus, which again, it's important for, but because we have to remind he was a student at the school. So that's happening. So we, again, we think J-Lo's leaving school because we see her car leave. Noah's following this person, driving all chaotically through traffic, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh my God, he's going after J-Lo. Oh, that's not J-Lo driving this car. Where's J-Lo? Breaking into his house to find the sex tape.
Kristen Chenoweth with four phone books. You have the steering wheel. She's so little.
She, you know, is able to. The camera's right in the clock in the living room. Apparently, she follows all the wires that run from that and this other thing to. Of course, it's a creepy fucking basement. And it's not only a creepy fucking basement, it's a basement covered in J-Lo imagery. Like huge
California basement.
I don't know. I don't typically think about it, but then I think about my grandmother's house had like a walkout basement.
So okay. Like,
It had an upstairs, a main level, and then like a walkout basement. So I guess it's a thing in parts of California. This seemed more like an unfinished Midwestern.
I don't think it's a full basement. Like my brother's house, cause he kind of lives on a hill. Like you can go through like a closet into their quote unquote basement. It's a pretty small little space that leads out to the garage. And then you go out the front. But it definitely seemed like a very small unfinished thing. There was a creepy mattress and disgusting looking pillow in it.
Sure was.
All this shit all over the walls. And I was just like, so he also was, I don't want to know what he's doing in that basement on that dirty.
None of my goddamn business.
I don't want to know. But she finds the computer or everything. She finds the folder because it's what Achilles is the folder.
Yes.
The Iliad. Because
of the classics.
Yes. And she finds the video. She deletes it. She also finds all the photos. She finds a copy of a 2012 Charger schematic of a car in there.
Specific about brakes.
He's just like, no, he should have just labeled the folder evidence. Because that's
great.
It's all the perfect labeled evidence.
I did it. Word to exactly. OJ. Rest in peace.
She also finds a folder on a 2016 van or 2006 van, which she was like,
More evidence of past crimes.
Yeah.
Unnecessary evidence. Why are you keeping it all together?
Yeah.
Why keep it at all? You already did these things. Burn it.
You got to keep a memento. You got to
really,
keep a, you got to
really don't.
Trophy, right?
You got to have your souvenir. You got to go back to the scene. You know, you got to do all that shit.
Fine. Keep the back shots video.
That's what else? Come on,
keep the back.
I need schematics from what, a 2016?
Yeah, it's a Chevy
Challenger. Whatever.
What's the Chevy Traverse? Is that the minivan one?
No.
Astrovan.
I was like, oh, I can't think of what it is. It's a 2006 van, and it's gonna buy. There's like a Chrysler
Pacifica. Like
Pacifica.
Was it the Pacifica?
That, hey,
Town and Country.
It is.
That's a minivan.
The Pacifica is a beautiful minivan.
I hear that was a good thing.
It's the only thing Chrysler still really does like really well.
That's
it
true.
Was probably the Town and Country. If it's we're talking about the minivan, I had to drive those wood paneling in college. Yep. Okay, so she winds up deleting all the stuff. She then, you know, is able to get out. We think everything's okay. And then, we think it's Noah coming to like get into her house. It's just Kevin. It's just Kev. Mm-hmm. And I think he's like,
yeah, he's got a big knife. He's got a big ass knife.
He does.
Sure does.
I thought those were going to come back into play. They don't really.
No.
So she's talking to like Vice Principal Chenoweth, and Chenoweth's like, just come to my house. It'll be safe here. You can bring Kevin. She's also like, there was something about a van, and I think I got to go out to San Bernardino and see what happens. Because as I briefly mentioned earlier, yes, exactly. What?
Go to San Bernardino.
Noah's parents are dead in a tragic car accident is how they die. And then, so she goes to the police station, who apparently will let any old person look at a police file.
Right
tell
away.
Them
she wasn't there
the
for
facts.
Hours or anything. She walked in and got it right away.
And for some reason, they still have the burnt out car.
I'm thinking they do. This happened. This happened like what, 3 weeks ago?
And I now mean, he's maybe it could be. House? It could be an old van. Yeah, they do still have
that. Would
the
be
destroyed, burned out van. Yeah.
That would have been. That would not still be there unless it was very recent.
I didn't even think about that. That would not still be there.
But yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like he said he missed a bunch of school because of, and I think it's because his parents died and then he had some issues. So like, I'm thinking this accident is at least 4 years prior, maybe more.
It could be. Well, and these, we can also fact, these are bad cops because they're like, oh, we ruled it a DUI. Well, did you do an autopsy? No, but he had DUIs before. So we assume he was drunk.
No,
you, you can't do that.
Yeah,
we
the bodies
were drunk,
so burned. I don't think there was blood to check.
You just say he died in a car crash. Like, no, it was a DUI. He was drunk as shit, based on nothing.
But the thing is, like, they also show us like a flash in that moment where I'm to believe it's both his parents, right? I don't know. We've never seen these people.
They explain it poorly, so so that's definitely his dad. And J-Lo is like, oh, you killed your parents. And he's like, no, I would never kill mother. I loved mother.
Lord.
Mother killed herself. But I did kill dad and like his dirty whore mistress or whatever. Mm-hmm. So at first I was going to be like, oh, he's going to say mom killed herself by like staying with cheating ass dad. Like, no. Yes. I think his mom like legit found out husband's having an affair and killed herself. And then he killed the dad and the mistress as like payback for that is what I think happened.
They were not clear.
They
I
were
was
not clear.
So confused.
Like, your mom killed herself.
Like, I was like, so
what?
Was that your mom? I don't. Yeah, it was a weird
thing.
Very
confusing.
But it lets us know that like A, he's got mommy issues, and B, he has daddy issues. Like, so that's why he's been like really
specifically
hard.
Cheating dad issues.
Yes, cheating dad issues. So we learned that.
Did laugh a lot when that car ran right into that tanker truck, though. Thing hit a tanker truck going 1,000 miles per hour and disintegrated.
So the reason why they ran out of money for the original final act.
Here we go.
Is for the Kevin and the dad car crash, because they're like, well, we can't show it because we don't have enough money for it. And he's like, we gotta show the car crash. We gotta show.
It barely crashed. Like it hit a safety barrier.
Yeah.
For 2 seconds.
Yep. He really needed that in the film.
At least do it in slow motion, man. Like it was at full speed.
Nope.
So, wow. All right.
So now we can get into the final big final act of the film, and I will try to go through this quickly because they rush through it. So basically, I think she sends Kevin off with the dad. She's going to go to Chenoweth's house to return the car and also just like connect with her because she's like, we did it. We deleted everything. We also find out like Noah has kidnapped Chenoweth. She's alive for reasons I don't really understand. But then he then immediately kills her.
Yep.
J-Lo shows up at the house, goes in and is trying to turn the lights on. The lights don't work. You know what I'm doing? If there's a fucking... She thinks he killed his parents. She knows he cut the brakes on her ex-husband's car. He has punched things. He has threatened her. He has done... She doesn't know about the gun shit. We know about the gun shit. But she goes into this house. The lights don't work. And she's like, let me go in further.
Uh-huh.
No.
I'm just keeping asking. I'm just going a little further.
Police.
Call the police. It's all good. I get it. Like,
call the police.
You shout in there a couple times. Chenoweth's not there. You know he's there. You know he has Chenoweth's phone. You know what you do? You get in your car. You lock the doors. You call the cops, which is what she eventually does do, but he still gets her.
Yes.
And drags her. The whole showdown's in a barn. And it's just...
One of those classic Southern California barns.
Yeah, sure. So he brings her into the barn. There's a lot of chaos. I truly couldn't keep track of what was going on. But
it was
John Corbin over here.
It was so fucking dark in there.
Tied to things. We got her son over here tied to something else. She's running back and forth between them. He's monologuing. She goes over to her son. Her son like eyes that there's like a thing on the ground that you can hit him with. She fucking smacks him as hard as she can with this metal thing. He gets knocked down. She leaves it right by his feet.
She drops it and then casually kind of trots away. I'm like, there are things to do. First of all, hit him more times. Yes. Don't hit him once. Keep hitting him. If you don't want to keep hitting him, untie one of these dudes right and like, hey, keep an eye on him. She turns her back and slowly trots away. As he comes to 8 seconds later, because of course, the son is literally yelling, Mom, turn around. No reaction from J-Lo. He's 20 feet away. You can definitely hear him. You know what he's warning you about.
It's waiting for some capoeira or something. But no, she wasn't doing anything. No capoeira.
No capoeira. None of it.
I'm assuming he hits her or something because she's trying to do something with Kevin. But he does something to her to the point where she's like falling on the sides of the gates.
Yeah.
Like she can't walk or move. Well, he's picking up a gas can and just splashing gasoline all over the thing. And she's just like, oh, I can't. And I'm like, do something besides just lean against this gate and go, oh, I can't move.
Yeah, everybody else I think is he's like punched her once. That was it. Yeah.
I will say, you can watch the end of this movie because it is pretty hilarious.
It's
but
great.
She's like incapacitated, not really though. Like truly, her husband and her son are tied up and can't really do anything. Noah is just splashing gasoline everywhere, lights it. The whole fucking barn's on fire now. She is still just going, Noah, no, stop, please stop.
What are you doing?
It's so bad.
It's like, come on.
At some point, Noah breaks out a gun and starts shooting people with a gun.
That's right.
It's after
they
showed he had one earlier.
When
he took him shooting, I'm like, that's coming back. He's gonna be a gun.
It's the first time he dies, basically. He's on fire. She pushes him into the fire. And he is just like randomly firing the gun at that point. He's not like aiming. He's just like, bam, 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 bam.
He does get a clean shot on Aiden, on John Corbett. But I think he like hits him in the shoulder or something. Probably. But then I think J-Lo attacks him. But again, the whole entire time, the barn's on fire. J-Lo like catches him on fire. Her son, who seems to have reactions to everything, is in a smoke-filled barn.
Yeah.
And she's not in a panic to get him or anybody out.
He's fine. He's good.
At some point, this is where the director also spent a lot of money because he was adamant about this. At some point, there's an EpiPen. I don't know how, where, whatever. But J-Lo gets an EpiPen. Right. and jams the EpiPen into Noah's eyeball. And he's like,
right in the eye.
They spent $24,000 on that.
Oh,
whole
my God. Come on. He's flailing around and shit. Oh.
It is just like, and again, the barn is fucking ablaze this whole entire time. I honestly don't know what's about to, I couldn't keep it all straight.
This last little bit.
Point, Noah is about to shoot J-Lo because he's like, fuck it. I've had it. Kevin has escaped at this point and hits Noah with something. What? I don't know. Because they're free and they should just leave. Sorry to John Corbett. You cheated on her. They should just escape. But they don't because reasons. So then at this point, we first walk in the barn. We do see a engine hanging from above.
Sure do. As one has in a barn.
Yeah.
Classic barn shit.
Yeah, super normal barn stuff. Yeah. And then at this point, J-Lo drops the engine on Noah. He is dead. Cut to an ambulance being there. John Corbett getting loaded into the ambulance. J-Lo saying, Kevin and I are here and you're going to come home. Credits.
Mm-hmm. You know what I was waiting for?
Him to get yeeted off of a 400-foot cliff like at the end of Fear?
Nothing like that. I mean, just his hand on the window.
Oh, yes. A hand on the window, eye pops open.
And then
something.
Or like another EpiPen. No, two EpiPens right to the eyes.
And double EpiPens.
And then he dies. Too much epinephrine is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But then the movie just like ends. It's suddenly. It's over. And then like the credits have like weird images from the film.
I didn't watch them.
Interesting. It definitely wasn't the guy. It wasn't the character who was under the engine because he looked like Peyton Manning, like in profile. I'm like, that's not the same guy. That's a much older.
That's a much older, man.
Rounder gentleman. That's that's
something. God.
And the father, he did not look like he was going to be okay. He looked very injured, and I thought maybe he was not. I didn't see any breathing happening. I thought he was dead. He's like, you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be okay. No,
it's wild. The only good guy who died was Chenoweth. Like of all the people to kill, Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah.
And she just fell out of the ceiling, right? He's like, oh, I found. Oh no, your throat. He likes to throat.
Just throat all the way. You guys ever seen the picture of Kristen Chenoweth and Boban?
Yes.
Makes me happy every time. I'll put it in our Facebook group, but it looks like an optical illusion. Like it looks fake.
The movie just ends. It's all tied up in a nice bow. She fucked the neighbor kid who was a student. She was worried about her reputation and losing her job and her kid and all this kind of stuff. And then he's dead. Chandler's dead. The barn's on fire.
I was going to say, her best friend died. That's kind of a bummer. And there's probably graffiti about somebody fucking her in the bathroom still. But, you know, we'll get over that. Never saw
it cleaned up. But yeah,
one of the things.
You think that motherfucker didn't have backups and a contingency plan? I'm just saying.
If I was going to say if it happened now, in 2013, they would have had like a backup to just email your whole contacts list or some shit.
Yeah.
That was, you could have had that built into place.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things we like doing on this pod is taking a look at a minor character. See, this movie was started big things at the peak of their whole career. So it's time for an IMDb deep dive. Dana, who are we going to dive on this week?
There's not a lot of people in the cast. And I know like I was very surprised to find out Ryan Guzman is on like that 911 show. He was originally on 911.
That's where Lone I know Star. Him from.
Yeah.
Which one?
So he's on
Lone Star.
He was on Lone Star. Now he's on regular 911, which I think is on ABC now.
Okay. Is it now? We watched it during the pandemic. We did a lot of 911 watching.
So he's done some things. I think a lot of people have done stuff. So the only person I could really, and it's like J-Lo, Corbett, and Chenoweth. Like what? I'm not going to pick any of that. So I picked the hot girl whose boobies we got to see. Allie. It was played by Lexi Atkins.
She looks like a Lexi. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She got her career in her start in 2014 in a film called Zombievers.
Zombievers.
Yes,
we should beavers. Do it for the pod, right?
About about beavers who are zombies. Yeah,
no.
Zombievers.
She's in like a couple shorts in 2014. She's in something called Anatomy of Deception, which I think was a made for TV film also in 2014. I think this is her first official Hollywood film, The Boy Next Door. She goes on to be in 2015. She has four other credits. She was in a TV show called The Messengers. I've never heard of it. No. Something called Some Kind of Hate. She was in Ted 2 as a waitress. And in a TV movie called West of the 405. I've never heard of any of these things.
I know what Ted 2 is.
Yeah, Ted 2 is about it. She was in something called Accidentally Engaged in 2016. Some music videos, some shorts. She was on one episode of Hawaii 5-0 in 2017. Okay. There's a short that I don't care about. She was in one episode of a show called Altered Carbon in 2018, which I think I've heard
I
of.
I remember that show.
I think that was on Netflix and people were pissed when it got canceled.
Okay. Yeah, so it was a Netflix sci-fi thing. Yeah.
She was in one episode of that. She was in something called The Row in 2018, Killer in Law in 2018.
Yeah.
A couple more shorts in 2019, something called Hunter's Moon in 2020. And her last credit is something called Model House in 2024. So was this
we're doing that for the pod, obviously. I'll look that one up. I'll look up Model House for us to do next.
No. But, you know.
Wow.
No. Not the start of big things. Not the start of anything.
She's got a career. Some kind of a career. Yes. All right. Well, that does bring us to the end of this episode. And just like the end of the school year, that means it's 10 out of 10 superlatives. I only have one. There's one surviving teen in this movie. Mm. So Kevin is most likely to call his mom a pretty good judge of character. So all that fucking got. He had no development. That's the best I can do. This next movie is Dave's pick. Dave, what are we going to watch next?
Oh, I can't pick good movies. It's a rule.
No, pick something bad.
No, I was looking on Max because why not? And it was slim pickings. I was going through. I'm like, what fits? I get to the end of the action, the action section, and I'd forgotten that they did this film from 1999. But apparently it's about teenage, like three delinquents who choose to work with the cops undercover instead of going to jail.
What?
Claire Danes, Omar Epps, and Giovanni Ribisi. They made a movie from the Mod Squad. And
they did make a Mod Squad movie,
and it's on Max, and I'd never seen it, so I'm like, why not? Those actors are all pretty good, so we'll see. God. We'll see.
I forgot this was a thing too. I totally forgot this existed.
Yeah,
is it a period piece or is it like a modern version of Mod Squad?
Great question. We'll find out next week.
Because I wanted it to be in the 60s. I don't want it to be a modern version. Based on how
they're just seeing the poster, can't tell by how they're dressed. It looks more modern than not.
Bummer. All right. Well, guys, that does it for this week's episode. If you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a 5-star review. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Recap and Gown Pod. That is RECAPNGOWNPOD, and join our Facebook group, The Recap and Gown Fan Club. I'll post that picture of Kristen Jenner with a bow band in there. It's fucking hilarious. We'll keep the discussion going in there all week. If you guys have any opinions or memories of this movie, we'd love for you to jump in and let us know what you think. But if you didn't like what you heard, to quote Jason Zimmer, is this your EpiPen? Your little penis purse? Take it easy, millennials. We'll see you next week. I had fucking nothing. There were no good ones.